We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, I want to thank the members of the media for joining us today. Today we're sharing the results from the New York University report of the December 2022 blizzard. Last year, as you all know, our city was hit with not one, but two historic storms. The one in December claimed the lives of more than two dozen of our residents, our community members, our family members. The storm dumped more than 50 inches of snow in just days. And with the hurricane strength winds, the snow caused deadly whiteouts and snow drifts that in some cases reached the tops of light poles. These were extreme weather conditions, and our city bore the brunt of this historic blizzard. With the help of mutual aid from New York State, Erie County, and other municipalities, we were able to aggressively work to clear the snow. Immediately following the historic December blizzard, I called NYU's Robert F. Wagner School of Public Service and asked them to help us examine the response to the blizzard here in Western New York, where the city of Buffalo was the epicenter. We wanted to have an impartial view, and we reached out to a nationally respected School of Public Affairs in New York State to do this review for us. I thank NYU for saying yes. I want to say a special word of thank you to NYU Dean Sherry Glide and Director Sarah Kaufman from New York University for conducting this important survey. After several months, this 170-page document is the result. It's entitled Lessons Learned from the Buffalo Blizzard. Now, we know with climate change, we will see more harsh weather in our community. We have to be prepared for that. There are recommendations in the report about what steps the city and its partners can take to help manage better, manage serious extreme weather events. Some of the recommendations already underway include the purchase of additional snow fighting equipment for our Department of Public Works, additional equipment for our fire department, and additional equipment for the police department. The creation of new positions, such as fleet manager and emergency operations manager. Both of those positions have been advertised and resumes are coming in for both positions. I have also created, and you see them with us today, a storm response task force to help with the implementation of recommendations from this report. The task force consists of about 20 members. They're from city, county, and state government agencies. There are also representatives from National Grid, local businesses, and neighborhood associations that will participate in this very important process of implementing recommendations from the NYU report. Now, in addition to things that we have already begun to work on, other recommendations include working with private businesses to establish a business notification system, partnering with FEMA for a more robust emergency notification. Currently, we have emergency notification systems, but we want to make sure that information is pushed out to people who are not enrolled in any of the systems that we presently have. Improving physical equipment, such as investing in DPW facilities, as I mentioned, that investment is underway. Installing better physical signage of storm warnings in public places. We're also continuing to work to address equity issues with measures such as assistance with water, sewer, and tax bills, as well as home repairs. And on these resources, we are working with federal and state government. Together, we will work to implement the recommendations outlined in the NYU report to help our city and region better manage future extreme weather events. The full report can also be found online, and there will be interpretation services for this news conference as well. With that, I am going to conclude these comments and open up to questions that the members of the media have. Yes, Dave. I understand.
Does it anywhere in there recommend that the county take over plowing services in the city? That the county executive so carefully suggested following the storm?
There is no recommendation that indicates that in the report. In extreme weather conditions, the city and the county and the state work very closely together. And our goal is to continue that close working relationship between city, county, and state.
What do you think was the most important of the lessons learned as the report is titled, and this might be outlined in the report?
Well, a number of lessons learned. One of the most important lessons is communication and making sure the information about a storm coming gets to the community. But beyond that, making sure that the guidance that is put out by the government on how people can stay safe in extreme weather is also communicated. And so there were concerns that while we had advance notification, while meteorologists and local news organizations did a good job, and while the county, city, and state put out information, even more needs to be done to make sure that information gets to members of the community.
Similar to that, is there anything that came from this report that was surprising that NYU found, anything that maybe that wasn't thought of at first that came out that
Well, one of the things in the report is working with FEMA to push out communications to residents. Right now, the city, the county, cannot do that on their own without working with FEMA. And so this would give us an ability, if we can establish that partnership, when we know that extreme weather conditions are going to hit our community, that FEMA will assist us in pushing information out to residents that might not be enrolled in any of our current notification systems. That would make sure that even more people are aware of extreme weather about to hit our community.
As you pointed out, a lot of these things outlined in the report, the city is already working on. But come next winter, how confident are you that the response will be improved? As you said, we're unfortunately going to face these storms again because of climate change.
Well, I think after the storm, my administration, working with the city council, made the decision that we had to make a more substantial investment in equipment and upgrading equipment. We have done that in this city budget. There were concerns about additional positions that we needed, an emergency manager that would exclusively work on emergency situations, and a fleet manager that would constantly be looking at upgrading equipment in the city, vehicles in the city. So we have taken all of those actions. Now we have to follow through on those actions with hiring those two positions. I also want to recognize and thank the county. As you know, the county also invested significantly in new snow fighting equipment. So those investments made at the city government level and the county government level will provide new equipment and more equipment that will be helpful in extreme weather conditions, particularly as it relates to snowstorms. That's a great question and a great point. For the city, some equipment will come prior to the next winter season, which you know could come as early as this October. But also, we know that some equipment won't come until the following season because of the length of time that the purchase process takes. What we've done in some instances is we've worked to expedite some of those purchases so that we can access some of that equipment for the upcoming winter season.
What else are you doing to make sure that we are prepared? So if the equipment's not going to arrive, if there's another storm even close to what this was, how are you going to make sure that the residents here stay safe?
Well, the communication is critical. And one of the lessons learned, we talked about lessons learned, one of the lessons learned is how essential public confidence is in the information that is put out. The information that's put out by government, the information that is put out by media. And we saw that there were some people that did not take the notifications seriously enough. We want to make sure that we are pushing out massive amounts of information to ensure the safety of the community. And we want them to know that when we put out information about an extreme weather event, that that information is accurate and that information is provided to make sure that people are safe. We feel confident that we have, with mutual aid, the equipment that will be necessary to deal with storm conditions. A lot of the loss of life that we saw wasn't based on equipment. We think it was based on communication and people really understanding that the information that is being put out is for life safety. and we're just not putting it out to be provocative or to be sensational, but we're putting it out because it is critical. So we will have the equipment that we need. And literally, with the December storm, there were hundreds of pieces of equipment from city, county, state, and private contractors that we retained to bring in equipment. So equipment will not be the problem.
What exactly is the role of this group of citizens that you're putting together? What are they supposed to do with regard to alerting people?
No, the citizens, so we have neighborhood leaders that are trusted messengers in the community. We have business leaders that are important, and we have different government agencies, city, county, state, that will be part of this task force to look at the recommendations and to make sure that as we respond to these recommendations and develop plans for these recommendations, that the voice of the community is involved, the voice of the business community is involved, and that different levels of government are working even more seamlessly in addressing these issues. And let me just say, with the citizens, their involvement is critically important to public confidence in what we're doing. And we know that in some instances, there were concerns with the business community on essential employees, on should I stay open, should I close, should I send people home from work. All of those questions need to be addressed, and we have to work closely with the residents and with the businesses in our community to answer those questions.
Mayor Kristen.
Well, you know, as an African-American man who lives in East Buffalo, equity is important to me. As the leader of this city, equity has been an essential element of how we've governed and how we've managed since I've been mayor. So one of the things that we have proposed from an equity standpoint is to provide resources to assist people with different bills, to make sure that people are financially caught up, to make sure that people are not financially struggling. We've also provided resources to help people with home repairs, to help renters get caught up with rent. Some of those programs are going forward right now as we speak. So equity is critically important, and we have a number of programs that have been implemented and funding that will be allocated to help address equity issues. So what we hope to do with this task force is more than just in the moment things, but more proactive before we get into the moment. Because sometimes when you get into a moment of crisis, it's too late. So we wanna help people. We want people to be prepared. We want people to know where to go, to know what will be open, to know that they can stay in their home and their home will be safe and secure before we get into an emergency situation. So that will be part of the work that we will be doing as well.
Mayor, a lot of people took issue with a travel ban not being issued earlier than what it was. Has this report informed you at all in, you know, decision-making going forward on this? I know talking about a wait-and-see approach was taken by a lot of municipalities. How is this informing you going forward?
That touches on the point of communication. Having early communication and accurate communication. So you talk about a travel ban. Some people don't want a travel ban. Businesses don't want to close. People want to keep moving around, even in storm conditions. They don't want to stop driving. So public confidence, critically important. Communication with the public, critically important. And part of this process will do a few things. One, when we say you have to stay home, when we say this is a life-threatening storm, believe us. And the residents being here with us, working on this, will help us to establish that public confidence. Two, city, county, state worked very closely. We coordinated the travel bans. This will enable us in working through this process to identify issues, work even more closely, work even more seamlessly, and address the issue of when a travel ban should be imposed together more effectively. We did not pay for it. We asked NYU if they would be willing to do this, and NYU did this with professors, they did it with students, and they did it at no charge to the taxpayers of Buffalo and Erie County, and we certainly thank them for being willing to do that. No, we will have some scheduled meetings ahead of a storm. Again, we have to be proactive, not reactive. The work that we will do as this task force will be done prior to getting into storm situations, so that we have looked at these recommendations, so that we've looked at issues that we've already identified at the city level, at the county level, at the state level. We'll share lessons learned, we'll share information, and we will implement all of that and the benefit of the knowledge from our resident leaders who are here, our business leaders who are here, and put that in the planning that we will implement when we see future storm situations. No, there was no obstacle. There was seamless communication between myself, County Executive Poloncarz, Governor Hochul, and so not only did we speak frequently, but our staffs were speaking frequently. My chief of staff was speaking to the county executive's chief of staff every day, multiple times a day. The governor assigned her commissioner of the Department of Transportation and the commissioner of the Department of Homeland Services and Emergency Services to work with city commissioners and county commissioners, and they were speaking all day. So the communication between intergovernmental agencies was close. It was good. But we want to see if there were any points where we could communicate even more effectively. But the travel bans, the closing of roadways was coordinated between city, county, and state.
Is there anyone from NYU here?
No, NYU is not here, but we did a simultaneous release. So as we are releasing this now at noon, NYU released it as well, and certainly personnel at NYU will be available to speak to the report and what's in it.
Can you talk, proactive rather than reactive? And I know that there was a comprehensive emergency plan in place already before this blizzard. Is that going to be released to the public? Is that in this report? Where can we see that as a public document?
Well, I think the goal here is to update our emergency plan. So what the plan was in the past is what we want to improve on, what we want to take a look at, what we want the task force to review, and some of what NYU also looked at and reviewed as well. NYU has taken a comprehensive look from the outside of how city, county, state, private sector organizations responded to the storm. And now our goal is to implement these recommendations and provide an updated emergency plan at the city level. I assume the county is doing the same thing at the county level, and we understand that the state is doing the same thing at the state level. But in any extreme weather situation, mutual aid is needed. So it will be essential for Buffalo, Erie County, and New York State to work together. If Amherst is the epicenter of the next storm, mutual aid will be necessary. If West Seneca or Hamburg is ground zero for the next storm, mutual aid will be necessary. So the lessons here that we learned with the storm epicenter being the city of Buffalo will help us respond to storms throughout all of Erie County and Western New York. I'm going to let both commissioners respond to that. We also have Commissioner Gary from the county. I don't know if you want to respond to that as well.
You know, from sometimes in emergency situations, you have to call an audible and you have to make decisions. We enacted various units that don't normally do that type of work to get that kind of work done because it had to be done. We coordinated with the fire department, with EMS. We were able to collate all those calls together, all those check the welfares, but we had our SWAT team that does not do that kind of work out there doing that work. We had our dive team that does not do that kind of work, but had the cold weather gear and had some inflatable rafts and other things that were able to be used. We had homicide detectives that were out doing that work, some of which brought some of their own equipment and their own trucks in. So, you know, we wish that we could have saved lives. We wish we could have saved all the lives. But we know that we saved other lives, and I'm very proud of the work that the members of our department did. They stepped up, they got in, and they went and got the work done, and they did it very quickly. So, you know, we will learn and get mobilized, you know, with those people that we already know now can do that type of work, and we'll do it again if necessary.
Commissioner Rinaldo, can you expound on the responding to the 12 fires during the blizzard and the plan that your team put in?
Sure. First, I just wanted to thank the mayor and the administration for getting some outside eyes to look at this. So the NYU report is very important to us. We knew there were going to be some shortcomings identified, but in no way did that diminish the courage and sacrifice of our firefighters, our first responders, you know, all of our members of Buffalo Police, and all of our city workers and our civilians as well that stepped up and went above and beyond. So yeah, there's going to be some takeaways and some lessons learned from this, and we know that, and we know this was coming, so, and we're ready to incorporate all those changes as we go forward. Yeah, and as Mike referred to, yes, one of the things that we did do was assemble a task force early on in the storm, you know, with various departments, Department of Public Works, Buffalo Police, and National Guard assets as well, to get us to some of these fires. So we had, just to reiterate, we had 11 working fires during the storm. We were able to get to every one of those fires. It was a Herculean effort, you know, on the part of our firefighters and some of the other departments that I just mentioned, but we were able to do that. And every one of those fires was very significant, in fact, too. So once again, just want to thank all of our firefighters, all of our first responders, Buffalo Police, National Guardsmen, as well as our the civilians out there that stepped up and helped save lives. So thank you.
We also want to give Commissioner Bill Gary from the county the ability to speak to the county response and how proud the county is of how their workers responded.
Thank you, Mayor. It's an honor and a privilege to be up here with everybody, because at the end of the day, this is a community response. Every one of us in the county, like the mayor said, had multiple calls, injects throughout the entire process, and we did some non-standard stuff that is going to take us beyond this, as it also has like a national model. As the commissioner was stating, we had public works people, residents even, helping escort fire trucks, getting people critical needs like dialysis, getting out with police department and people that weren't normally doing some of these rescue type trained missions. But collaboration like that, the communication, 100% key. And there's going to be also some residual effects to this, where we need some legislation changed, whether it's in Washington or Albany, to help us get the reimbursements after the fact or give us the resources we need in a timely manner. But all in all, from the community's perspective, the county, the state, and the city, this is one big effort. And weather, as we see, is changing drastically. These events aren't getting smaller, they're getting bigger. Sometimes they're a lake effect storm, and it could change by just where the wind goes. And different communities are going to have those responses, and we will pivot that way with a mutual response. But we also have our partners within the private sector, because no matter how much money we had or how big our budgets get, we'll never have all the equipment within government. We have to rely on that private sector piece. So thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.